Seed-Seller Training Radio, episode 22.
Welcome to Seed-Seller Training Radio, the only podcast that helps you handle objections, overcome obstacles, and reach your sales goals in the world of selling seed. Internet radio for seed sellers with your host, Rod Ostis.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Seed-Seller Training Radio. My name is Rod Ostis, and this is the podcast dedicated to the world of selling seed, the most difficult product in the world to sell. Why? Because seed is a living, breathing organism, over 1,000 different variables that can interfere with its ability to perform to its potential every year. That means that the only way both you and your customers can be assured that your varieties will perform as you want them is to minimize the damage from those 1,000 variables. In this episode, your thinking will be challenged and your execution neutralized by someone who lives in the street with your farmer's customers. I know what these guys want, and I know what they need, and I will help you get those things if you allow me to help you. But if you have a sensitive stomach or a weak spine, stop listening right now. You'll just frustrate yourself when the fighting starts. There are sales reps out there who talk a tough game, and there are sales reps who walk the talk. Which one do you profess to be? But before you go any further, we have a quick message from our sponsor. This podcast is brought to you by Seed Seller Blueprint Live, a live sales training workshop that helps you overcome sales objections and outsell the competition by giving you a step-by-step plan. Ask yourself, do you find it harder to prospect and even get an appointment with farmers today? Are you struggling to be the sales leader or manager you know deep down you are meant to be? Are you feeling frustrated or starting to lack confidence to turn your sales around? Does it seem like farmers only have price in their minds and don't see the true value you bring to the sale? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then you need to get registered for our upcoming June workshop, as we have just a few tickets remaining. To learn more, visit seedsellerblueprint.com and get registered right now. So let's get right into this episode. I tell everyone I train that I may sound brutal in my approach to preparing sales reps to sell in this 21st century marketplace. My level of brutality doesn't even come close to the brutality of the marketplace when a customer says, I don't want to buy from you anymore. So yes, I can be brutal and to the point, but I guarantee when you follow what we teach, you'll be better prepared to handle any issue that comes up when you're out selling. We don't teach the old 20th century way of talking to prospects and customers. I teach the new 21st century way of selling seed to farmers. After all, a farmer needs nothing else on his farm until he plants the seed first. So let's prepare ourselves ahead of time for what you'll be facing as this season unfolds. Let's prepare ourselves by talking about the most common question and a sales objection salespeople struggle with, and that is price. How do you handle price is the most common question I get. Therefore, I'm going to devote a whole series of podcasts to this topic. So, get your pencil and paper ready. Most of you probably don't even use pencil and paper anymore. But use whatever tools you want to use to take notes as you listen. And listen to these podcasts over and over until you're able to execute every part of each one perfectly. Remember, don't practice until you get it right. Practice until you never get it wrong. Let me start with a concept I learned as a sales rep many years ago. And what makes this concept even more strange coming from me is that my background is in research. I love product information and I love data. But what I learned is that too much of either one can actually inhibit sales. That's right. The concept I want you to remember is the more you study product, the less you will sell. I learned that the hard way by trying to know so much about my varieties I was selling and talking so much about my products and their placement that before I knew it, I found myself trapped inside the circle with customers who were asking me about how much they cost. Because I was the highest price, I hadn't prepared well enough to handle that objection, so I often lost the sale. There are three primary rules you must follow in dealing with price. First, you must be sure to remove the product conversations and performance as part of the sales conversation. When product conversations come up, price immediately follows. It never fails. So, the more I studied the products I was selling and how they acted in the field, the more I started believing product knowledge was the most important thing I needed to have. And the more I found myself trapped in sales situations, I had a hard time getting out of them. I actually believed that farmers bought my products, but I finally learned that they never buy your products. They only buy you. My sales suffered until I figured it out. I finally noticed that as soon as we go on to the subject of product, price questions would emerge. Product conversations are necessary only when you're reviewing the cropping plan, telling him which varieties you're going to put in the plan. And eventually, you'll have to talk about product, obviously. The second rule you must follow concerning price is you must believe that price that you charge for your products is the lifeblood that keeps your company alive. When you truly understand that for every dollar you give away in margin to a price-conscious customer, that part of that dollar comes out of your pocket and your family's pocket, you'll stop doing it. Letting customers talk you into lowering your price hurts everyone, including that customer. I've always said talking price with a customer is a ridiculous conversation because the customers have no idea what your costs are. And since your costs aren't the same as your competitors, there's no way you can have the same price. That's why every sales rep needs to make themselves the only real value a buyer buys. Customers have a difficult time putting a value on you. But if you are, in fact, delivering real values outside a product, they will see those. And the third rule you must follow when dealing with price is to offer outer circle benefits to customers that put real dollars in their pockets. Things like planter visits, early cropping plan development, harvester rides, and so on. Those add real dollars to your farmer's pockets because they help him raise higher yields and increase their bottom lines. So unless you have outside circle values like those to offer, you're going to find yourself trapped inside the circle with the customers, totally controlling you and the sales process. Most sales reps don't even realize they can put between $30 and $120 an acre extra in their customers' pockets just by being at their planters for 10 minutes in the spring. They don't know they can put $30 to $120 an acre in their customers' pockets by visiting their fields in the summertime. There are so many ways to add real dollars to a farmer's bottom line just by following our seed seller blueprint. If you are new to my teachings and not sure what the outside circle concept is, then visit seedsellerblueprint.com/OTC for an exclusive video that I've posted to explain even more what this is and how you must stay outside the circle to win in today's brutal marketplace. All the things we just talked about take practice. It doesn't do any good to know the three steps and the three rules to handling price if you don't practice those rules. So make sure you practice these, role play them with somebody, and put them into effect to make sure when you get out there with a grower, it becomes automatic. But until it becomes automatic and instinctive, and you can anticipate these things coming up, it won't work. Make sure that all of your knowledge is turned into action and execution. Jim Rohn said, "Knowledge for the sake of learning makes you a fool. But knowledge for the sake of execution makes you wealthy." So practice, and it'll come to you when you want it to be there. Before we end this podcast, I have one quick announcement. One of the biggest reasons farmers are so hard on ag sellers is because they're tired of getting called on by reps who use the same old song and dance every time they make a sales call. They already know what most sales reps are going to say when they see them driving their yards or walking their office. Well, from this point on, you're going to surprise them by being different. When you attend Seed Seller Blueprint Live, I'll teach you not only how to be different, but also how to be perceived as the most professional, well-prepared leader the farmer comes into contact with. It's not hard for a sales rep or company to stand out, get noticed, and be perceived as that leader. It just takes a little effort. In this 2.5-day sales workshop, you're going to learn whole new ways to think about controlling your time when calling on farmers, and realize who is actually stealing your sales. And just for a hint, it's not the competition. You're going to understand how the 9-step blueprint will fundamentally change the way you sell to all these sophisticated growers today. And you're going to learn to execute this brand new framework so you can overcome price objections and gain the confidence you need to succeed further and faster. When you attend Seed Seller Blueprint Live and follow my system, getting orders written during the actual selling season will happen because you will have given your prospects and customers an actual reason to order early and not wait until after harvest to see how the crop does. My job is to be your guide and help you follow that plan so you can achieve the sales and financial success you've always dreamed of for yourself and your family. So get registered today at SeedSellerBlueprint.com. As we only have a few tickets left before the workshop on June 18th to 20th, you better do it now. Thanks for listening to our podcast. And be sure to stay tuned for the next podcast when I stay on the same topic of price. You know, the goal is to help you understand price and how to manage sales conversations well enough around that price concept that it's no longer an objection that you're afraid of, but one that you actually look forward to managing. So until next time, I'll leave you with this quote from Archilochus. We don't rise to the level of our expectations. We fall to the level of our training.
Thank you for listening to Seed Seller Training Radio from Rod Ostis and the R.C. Thomas Company, Internet Radio for Seed Sellers. For more sales training programs and to subscribe to our free training blog, please visit rcthomas.com today.